Duluth's Wild Birds Unlimited store has been an important part of my life since Bob and Lois Heller opened the store in the early 90s. When my first book, For the Birds, An Uncommon Guide, was released in the fall of 1993, the grand unveiling took place with a book signing in the store, which was packed the full 2 hours. This was thrilling for me until I noticed my younger son, Tommy, who is 7 years old, growing more and more uncomfortable. Finally, he walked up and whispered in my ear, "Mommy, why are you writing in everyone's new books?" One of the great benefits of having children is to keep our heads straight about just how important we really are. From the start, Bob and Lois kept their pet cockatiel, Henry, in the store with them. They didn't need a bell to notice that a customer had walked in the door. Henry's sweet call was just as effective and much more welcoming. He and I quickly became friends. He'd often fly straight to my shoulder the moment I said, "Hi, Henry." Over the years and then decades, as management and employees and even the store location changed, Henry was the constant. He liked when I brought mealworms. I'd open the container at the counter and let him take out one to eat. And he especially appreciated when I started chatting with Lisa or Paul or whoever was at the counter. If he finished up his mealworm while I was still there, I'd let him take a second. I was heartbroken to learn that Henry died on January 26th at the age of 27. He will be sorely missed by everyone who knew him. 27 is a ripe old age for most birds, but one bird who was already at least 41 years old when Henry hatched is still alive 27 years later and still raising her own young. Wisdom, the Laysan albatross who has been nesting on Midway Island since at least 1956, the year scientists first started banding birds on the island, is not only alive and well, she and her mate produced an egg this year, and last week scientists observed that it had hatched into a healthy chick. Wisdom was out at sea when the chick was discovered. The first photos show it attended by her mate, Akia Kama'i. Albatrosses don't feed on land, so parents must take turns heading out to sea to eat. One must be with the egg at all times to incubate and protect it. That's how Wisdom and Akia Kama'i spent the last 2 months, each bird spending days or weeks out on the ocean as the other bird fasted and incubated. Now that the chick is hatched, parents will take turns making quicker excursions to grab food while the other protects the baby. The parents are both eating for two. When one returns, the chick nibbles on its bill, which stimulates the parent to regurgitate stomach oils down the baby's throat. The returning parent will feed the chick several times within the first hour. The chick averages more than one of these sets of feedings per day. As the baby gets big, the parents come a bit less frequently, and one day they stop returning. At that point, the chick still has plenty of fat to live off for a while. Hunger and basic instinct lead it to the shoreline, and one day off it takes, ready to lead the life of an albatross. Since 1956, we know that Wisdom has successfully brought off at least 30 fledglings. In 2019, it's thrilling to know she's on her way yet again. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.